Greetings. It's March 6th in the third week of Lent. Thanks for praying with us today. Today we begin with an explanation of the Jewish authorities in the Passion narrative. High priest. There is only one high priest in office, chosen from the descendants of Aaron, and he lived in Jerusalem. He was in office for life, but at the time of Jesus, the Roman prefect deposed those not to his liking. Chief priests. This term refers to the Jerusalem priestly aristocracy in positions of power over the temple and its treasury. They were active opponents of Jesus, probably because of his criticism of temple practices. Scribes. These were scholars in the law, sometimes referred to as lawyers. They treasured the traditions of Judaism and dedicated themselves to copying and compiling them. Thus, the name scribes. Elders. In Jesus' time, these were wealthy nobles, respected for their wisdom. Two of them play a role in the Passion. Nicodemus, who in John's Gospel provided expensive spices for the burial of Jesus, and Joseph of Arimathea, who Matthew describes as a rich man. Pharisees. These were people belonging to a movement rather than in positions of power. They tried to reinterpret primitive prescriptions of the law and adapt them to contemporary conditions. Strict Jews accused them of adding to the law. Before he became a Christian, Paul was a Pharisee. Now for our gospel. When day came, the council of elders of the people met, both chief priests and scribes, and they brought Jesus before their Sanhedrin. They said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he replied to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I question, you will not respond. But from this time on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied to them, "You say that I am." Luke chapter 22. Verses 66 to 70. This is high drama. Jesus stands before the highest religious authorities who want to know two things. Does he claim to be the Christ, the Messiah? Does he claim to be the Son of God? Jesus' first answer is noncommittal. He knew their image of the Messiah was more of a political leader. His answer to the second question is more direct. "You say that I am." The words on their own lips are true. The identity of Jesus. Is Jesus really God, or simply a good person whom God adopted as his son? In 325 AD, the First Ecumenical Council of the Church centered on this question, as did the second in 381 and the third in 431. Jesus is truly God. The constant affirmation of the Church has been clear, enshrined in the words of the Nicene Creed. "We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father." The identity of Jesus. Imagine him looking to me and asking, "Who do you say that I am?" To which I respond, "Spend some quiet time with the Lord."